listening to the Dental Chat Podcast with Dr. Sylvia Lobo Lobo.
Judy Bendit, born and raised in dental office with over 45 years of experience in dentistry. She is a speaker, author, and clinician, faculty at Penn Dental Medicine, alumni board member at the University of Pennsylvania Dental School, member of the University of Pennsylvania Dental Hygiene Alumni, and advisory board member at the Palm Beach State College. Member of CAMRA Coalition, American Academy of Cariology, and American Pediatric Section Oral Health. Longstanding member of the Pennsylvania Dental Hygiene Association, listed in Dentistry Today as a top speaker for over a decade. Volunteer clinician at home and abroad. Welcome, Judy. It's great to have you with us sharing your knowledge with Dental Chat Podcast listeners. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Lobo Lobo. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So let's talk about toothbrushes today. It turns out there's a lot of things to consider when looking for a toothbrush. So let me start with this question. When choosing a toothbrush, what criteria should our listeners consider?
That is a fabulous question, and it's one that we really need to ask all of your listeners to really focus when they are buying a toothbrush. One of the things I always say is to ask your dental professional, ask your dental hygienist, ask your dentist if there's one in particular that they think is best for you. Because the reality is there is no one toothbrush for everybody. But the basic criteria are that you want a toothbrush that is either soft or ultra soft. You want the head size to be almost kind of small. I mean, most people think I'm a big person, I need a big toothbrush, but a lot of times you end up missing all the back teeth because you can't get it into those hard to reach spots. So sometimes a smaller brush is better for most people. The handle is important. Sometimes people have dexterity issues and they need something that they can hold easier, that they can grip. There are people now who are really struggling with brushing too hard. So there are some newer brushes out there that will help guide the brushing person, you know, the person brushing to brush lighter or to actually show them where to brush. So there's all kinds of neat apps now that are attached to different toothbrushes that help guide us. But the basic criteria is that the size of the brush is important, the handle that you can hold it comfortably, the bristles have to be, you know, there's some new ones now, they're very slim, thin bristles that go into the gum line a little bit better. So there's just lots of different things. But what I tell everybody is please avoid all of the medium and hard bristle brushes. They can actually harm your tissues and the enamel on your teeth.
That's great information. Is there a difference between a manual and a power toothbrush?
Well, the reality with that is that I tell my patients and I tell everybody when I'm speaking is our goal is to get all of you listeners to use something that you love. If you like it, if you're excited about it, you're going to brush your teeth better and longer and remove all of the plaque and easier. So the studies, the clinical trials that we talk about, there are studies that show that they're both equal if used properly. But it's really about, you know, do I want to spend $5 or $10 on a toothbrush or do I want to spend $200 or $300 on a toothbrush? And whichever one I buy, is that going to make my experience better and make the outcome better, which is really ultimately what we're trying to do.
What about types of toothbrushes for little kids? And is there a different kind that we should be using for babies or toddlers?
So I don't know about you. And I think you said you have a couple kids and I've had kids. And, you know, when they're really little, the goal is really just teething type of things. And there are some, and we want to get them used to it. So when they're young and before they have any teeth, it's important that you either wipe the gums off after each feeding with a cloth. Sometimes people use the burping cloth. Sometimes people will buy some different teethers that they can that look like a toothbrush. There's a couple out there that look like a banana, and it's a soft, rubbery teether, but it has little nubs on it, like bristles, that will help them to be more comfortable and get them accustomed to having something in their mouth. And then as they get a little bit older, there are different brushes from different companies that are designed for you know, based on the size of the age of the child and, you know, different handles that are easier for them to grip and stuff like that. So it's, there's lots of choices. You know, if you walk into any grocery store or Walmart, Target, any of those stores, go in the dental aisle and take a look. You'll find all kinds of neat products.
That's very good information. Are there things to consider when looking for a toothbrush for a person that, is using braces?
So there are a couple different products that are designed for braces, but a lot of people actually will use a water irrigator, like the Waterpik. Waterpik actually has a really neat new thing called the Sonic Fusion, which is a toothbrush and a Waterpik combined. So for orthodontic patients and for implants, and there's a lot of people who really can benefit from having the both water irrigation and a power toothbrush. So there's a lot of different options out there, but there's actually different brushes that, you know, you can actually focus on getting around those brackets. Now, keep in mind, and you know this as well as I do, a lot of people are switching from actual brackets to the Invisalign, which are those more like a retainer that they wear for 2 or 3 weeks and change them all the time. So that's more like regular brushing. So it just depends on the kind of braces that they're using these days in the office that they're going to.
And what about selecting a toothbrush for implants or dentures?
So there's a brand new toothbrush for dentures that I'm really excited about, along with a bunch of new products. There's a dentist named Dr. B, and he makes a line of denture products. His life as a dentist, he specialized in dentures, and he has these new crystals that clean your dentures. Not just clean them though, it helps to remove all of the different bacteria that cause infections and swelling and things in the mouth. So the Dr. B line is really neat, but he just came up with this fabulous new denture brush that I absolutely love, because most of the elderly people wearing dentures have trouble holding some of those brushes. So his handle is really big and really comfortable for most people to hold. But keep in mind, it's not just dentures. You know, when people think about dentures, they think about just that one thing, but any kind of an appliance, think about sports guards, think about the Invisalign, think about night guards. I mean, there's just so many. I don't know did I leave any out, Dr. Lobo? I don't know. You know, all the removable kinds of things, you know, partial dentures. There's so many that have to be cleaned to keep your mouth clean and safe.
That's great. Can you tell our listeners about environmentally friendly toothbrushes? You know, people want to look for options like that too.
Well, so
there's, can you tell our listeners?
Well, it's not just in the toothbrush line. There's two different things happening right now. Everybody obviously wants that. So I can tell you that by the year 2025, Crest and Colgate, all of their tubes will be recyclable. Right now, Tom's of Maine is recyclable, and there may be one or two others that are making recyclable products. But we're talking about both toothbrushes and toothpaste when it comes to that. So with the toothpaste, I like to suggest that everybody stay clear of the new thing that people are talking about, which are toothpaste tablets. There's nothing therapeutic about them. They don't have anything that's going to really help clean our mouth, and they really don't work that well. So that's why, you know, a lot of people will buy them because they think they're saving the environment by not buying tubes. So it's not really as good and effective for your mouth to do that. Now, as far as the toothbrushes go, I have to be honest, there are two or three companies right now that make a bamboo product. They're okay. I mean, you know, they just don't feel as good in my mouth. I mean, I've tried them all, and you know, known companies that you guys are familiar with are making them now, and some of them are putting charcoal bristles on them. The charcoal doesn't do anything. We know that the charcoal, we have no clinical studies anywhere in the world that show that it helps, but some people like the concept of charcoal on their bristles and charcoal in their toothpaste. So you have to be careful with that stuff, but there really isn't anything I can tell you in the environmental line that's fabulous. You know, they're okay, but I think you can do better. There's some amazing products that you can buy both in the power line as well as the manual toothbrushes that can really help you be really effective at cleaning your mouth.
How often do you recommend changing toothbrushes?
So there was a time, I don't know if you remember this, one of the companies actually put little blue strip on it. And as the blue strip went halfway down, you were supposed to change it. And it's typically, you know, people say anywhere between 3 and 6 months. I find that those blue strips that people put on, I used to laugh. I'd go into people's bathrooms saying, there's nothing left on this. You need to get rid of this toothbrush. And the reality is, you know, some people keep them longer. If you're sick, I would recommend as soon as you're better, get rid of that toothbrush and get a new toothbrush. Every time you go to your dental professional, please, you know, if they give you a new toothbrush, go home and throw your old one away and use a new one. You know, if the bristles all start to look really splayed and yucky, it's time for a new brush.
Thank you. That's a great recommendation because we might tend to keep the toothbrushes longer, and that's, you know, that's good tips.
Yeah.
Do you have any last recommendation for our listeners?
I think I covered most of it. You know, please, like I said, don't use any of the hard bristle and medium bristle brushes. Ask your dental professionals for advice. You know, be careful. Everybody loves to go on to Google and look at different things on Amazon. And, you know, they read these comments from patients. It's really important that we tell our patients to get your advice from somebody who's trained and qualified. You know, my cousin sister's aunt used this product and loved it. And that, you got to be careful. You know, there's things out there that really are not safe for us to use. But, you know, if you have a great toothbrush and you use a good toothpaste, a safe toothbrush, something, a toothpaste, I mean, something that has the right products in it, you know, we all know that fluoride is essential for our mouths. And so if we have the right kind of fluoride, and there's all different kinds, maybe we can do another podcast someday to talk about all those different options. But if we do the right stuff, that's half the battle. You know, I think that'll make us all healthier, because what the one thing I think our patients don't realize all the time is our mouth is connected to our body. And if we keep our teeth healthy, and our gums healthy and our mouth healthy, that helps the rest of our body, because we're not then introducing all these bacteria into our bloodstream. So just it's an important thing to think about.
That's all great information. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This was such a helpful talk. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to recommend topics to discuss in this podcast, please visit the website www.dentalchatpodcast.com. Or email me at dentalchatpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer: the purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional dental care or intended for the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions.